Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me I have Steve, Lauren, Chris, and Sharpie.
Hello.
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 Howdy, Lisa.
Hiya.
Hiya. On today's show, we're going to be dabbling in a little bit of Disney news, and we'll get the ball rolling with Chris.
Okay, so mine is kind of an interesting one. You go to Disney, you pay, what is it, $20 to park if you're not an on-site guest or pass holder. And that's pretty much it. And if you're an on-site guest, you don't pay anything. And you basically get what you get. So now Disney is testing, and it's just, by the time this show comes out, it will actually be passed because it's March 15th to 17th. They're running a quick test at Epcot and at Magic Kingdom for this priority parking. And so instead of paying $20, you'd pay $35. And if you are a pass holder or an on-site guest or a DVC member, you'll pay $15. So you might think, wow, where is this parking going to take me? Where am I going to park? If you're in the Magic Kingdom, you're going to be parking in the Jafar parking lot, which is pretty close. And then from there, you'll make a decision how you're going to get to the ticket and transportation. Are you going to walk? Will you take the tram? And once you're there, of course, you have to take the monorail or the boat over to Magic Kingdom. And if you're at Epcot, you are up front. You're in the Amaze you're in the Amaze parking lot, and then you can just walk into the park. But I kind of feel like most of the parking at Epcot is close anyway, so I don't know if that's really a great benefit or not.
Now, are they doing it at Hollywood Studios as well, or
no Hollywood Studios and no Animal Kingdom?
$15.
So do you know what would be worth it to me? If you let me park really, really close so I could actually walk to the Magic Kingdom, I would pay that.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I don't necessarily have a problem with this. I think that if people are willing to pay for a closer parking spot, it's not hurting anybody. It's not like you have to do it to park. You know what I mean? Like, you're still going to pay the same parking fee to park in a regular lot, take the tram over, no big deal.
Right.
But if people feel the need to pay for the premium parking, I don't think that's too big of a deal.
I don't think it's a big deal either. I don't think it's necessarily worth it.
Oh, I would never pay for it.
Yeah.
That I see when we went to Legoland last year, we paid for the premium, I think they call it, parking. And it was, in fact, right at the very front of very front of the parking lot, very front gate. You didn't have to worry about finding your car at the end of the day. There was a special lot there. Totally. And there, if I remember right, I think it was only like an extra $5 or $6. It was totally worth it.
Well, they have that at Universal too. And it's not worth it there, actually. I think it's going to be a similar thing where you're kind of like, oh, I just saved myself 100 steps and I paid all this money. Never mind.
Exactly. They have run trams all over the lot. So why?
Even if you came later in the day, you don't think it would be worth it if you were like, if it was on a really busy day?
No, you hop on a tram. It takes 5 minutes.
I know. It's the same. It's kind of the same.
It's really not a big deal.
Yeah, it's still
They've got transportation down.
Okay. So I just had this thought. How about if you have kids in strollers?
Well, no, Sharpie, you make a really good point, because when the twins were in their little double stroller, I don't take the tram anyway, because they're just a waste of time. But we would never take the tram with them, because it's very hard to get a double stroller into those narrow seats and two-year-olds at the same time. So you make a valid point.
Yeah, especially now.
I just know I've seen parents struggling to get two kids on, get the stroller folded. And is that worth $15, especially if you're a single parent going?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's worth $15.
That single parent, definitely.
This is a good point then. This is a very good point. For some people, it's going to be worth it. For, I think, the majority of people, it won't, which is why they're testing it, you know.
Yeah.
But obviously, it works at Universal. They have it, so.
Yeah, and they haven't got rid of it.
No, but it's ridiculous there. You're like, oh, I could have just gone up a floor and been in the non-premium parking. So
I am going to take the next one. And the next one is Ohana over at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort. They are extending their hours. What it used to be for dinner is they would start at 5 o'clock and go through 10 o'clock, but they're going to let you come in a little bit earlier, and dinner is going to start at 3:30 instead of 5 and go through 10 o'clock again at night. And this is following a recent extension of the breakfast hours that they released last month. They must be trying to keep that restaurant going all day long. And they extended it from 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., but then added an extra hour. So they close breakfast at noon. So they have a couple hours to switch gears and get everything ready for dinner. And
what do you want to make a bet? They're going to go all day eventually.
I'm sure it'll happen.
I can easily see them doing a brunch.
Oh, yeah. Brunch would work better.
But would they switch? Would they go breakfast, brunch, dinner, or would they go just brunch and dinner?
You know,
I would say they would probably switch out the breakfast meats with something else from over the fire and make that their brunch.
It's not my favorite, but there are people that actually go, like I have people that go every single trip to that restaurant.
Wow.
That's a good breakfast.
I was really surprised there wasn't more of a Polynesian style breakfast, like something banana bread or like banana
more
coconut
pineapple.
Bread or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that like it's you're pretty much standard American breakfast food with characters in a tropical environment.
Hmm.
The food's good. I mean, it's not great. It's good. But it's pretty much the same exact breakfast food that you're going to get, say, for instance, at Whispering Canyon.
Very true. It's nothing special, but it's not bad food.
I agree.
Okay. So that's good. That's already in effect. Let's see who's up. Sharpie, you're up.
I am up with a new store. Really? I have always been a suitcase travel gear shopper. So I am extremely excited that Disney has opened the Tag store, and Tag being an acronym for travel. Where did it go? Gosh,
travel accessories. And
travel accessories and gear, or travel accessories. Yeah. Travel accessories and gear. Sorry. I had a brain collapse there. I'd read the story 10 times, but I'm really excited. They themed the area really cool. It's in the co-op at Disney Springs. If you haven't been to the co-op, it's a really interesting pop-up retail environment. So there are different stores kind of coming and going there throughout the year. They really use it as kind of a test market for new products, new store concepts, things like that. Currently there's a menswear shop there. There's also a home goods, a home decor and kitchen gear and things like that. So I was really excited to see this. Looking at the merchandise that's available there, the luggage tags are really, really cool. So I can't wait to go there and pick up a Minnie and Mickey luggage tag. I love travel accessories and supplies and all that stuff. So it's really cool. Suitcases, travel tags, sleep masks, all with your spectacular Disney flair. And even the checkout counter looks like an airline check-in counter. It's really cute. I can't wait to go see it.
The Orlando Sentinel is reporting some rumors that guests are saying that they're getting surveys over at Walt Disney World. And one of the survey questions is about resort fees. So I know everybody hates resort fees.
Big boo there.
So they're saying that they're asking if, you know, they would be open to a $15 resort fee. So Disney covers things like Magical Express. It takes you from the Orlando airport to and from the resort, and they cover all your bus transportation, monorail, boats. So all your Disney transportation, your parking at the parks, if you drive, if you're staying at a Disney World resort, fast pass Magic Bands. They cover the cost of that as part of your resort stay package. So there's a lot of things in there that they're saying would make up the resort fee. And a lot of, you know, it's like the standard for all hotels is to offer resort fee. Myself, I'd rather just, if they had to cover some little bit of an extra amount of money, I would just roll it into the room price.
Well, it just looks tacky. And that's why I agree with Steve. I think that he's right in saying, if you're going to do this, just roll it into the nightly price, because mm-hmm. people aren't going to notice it. People don't like to feel like they're being nickeled and dimed.
People hate fees.
They hate fees.
Do. They would rather think the price is what it is.
Yeah. They don't like the extras. And Disney has always distinguished itself from the offsite properties by saying, you know, I can say to someone right now, if you book that Best Western, it does look cheaper, but when you add the resort fees and the parking fee, it's actually a little higher, and you still have to, you know, get there every day on your own.
Yeah. And you have the inconvenience of being off property.
Right. Once you take away these little tiny things that really don't cost that much when you're spending $3,000 for an entire week. But once you take away these tiny fees, then psychologically you're making it seem like not as good of a deal. And it's the same. And if I may digress, but it's the same idea behind calling a resort a deluxe, a moderate, or a value. What those names do, there's a connotation to those names, and those names are really important. They mean a lot less, but they carry more meaning, if that makes sense. Yeah. Give me something that makes me feel like it's a value. Put me in Pop Century. Tell me I'm staying in a value resort, and also don't charge me these extra fees. That makes me feel good as a consumer.
Yeah, because even if they do $15 a night, for a 7-night stay, that's $105.
But when you think of what you're spending, it's more a psychological burden. Than anything.
I agree.
Liz.
What I would.
Wait, hold on. I have to yell real quick. Amber, stop coloring your sister.
Why not?
Another thing that.
Alrighty, so we're done with the resort fees. That was quite a fiasco. And Chris, we're going to go to you again.
Okay, so this is just a minor one. And if you've noticed, if you've been in the parks lately, and I noticed this last week, when you go in to a Fastpass entrance, you touch the touch point at the beginning and then about halfway through. So I guess, so they, you know, you can't sneak in or whatever. And they're taking that second one out. And I just thought they were all broken. Like they weren't in Buzz Lightyear. And there was, I don't even think they were in Seven Dwarfs. Oh, so
I figured they would have taken the first one out and left the one right by the gate, you know, right
before
you get on the ride.
Yeah, because people can hop the line.
Yeah. Well, they're not doing that now. But you know what? If somebody hopped over that rope and Seven Dwarfs, there'd be like a bloody mob within like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but there's places that people can get away with that. Like,
there's a lot of places where that line is, you know, it's empty and you could just get away with it. But
except for the crazy people.
I figured they would have kept the second one and gotten rid of the first one. And then if someone had walked all the way down there without a fast pass or whatever, they would have. The first one's like a courtesy one to say, okay, this is your time, or this fast pass is no good.
Yeah. So you don't have to turn around. It makes sense not getting rid of that first one.
I don't think you need two of them. I don't think there's anything wrong with having two of them.
Well, I mean, they got rid of two of them because of what we were just talking about with cutting costs and staffing.
Mm. Right. Well, and you know, they've cut back like a lot of the college program kids, they've cut them back. You know, one of their days a week they've lost. So they're cutting back in other areas so they can keep these full timers, and they're hitting the part timers and all of that. I mean, there are some staffing issues going on right now. So you can see that maybe happening.
Yeah, we were there in January at Toy Story Midway Mania. The second set was completely out.
Hmm.
They were covered up.
Yeah. I just kept thinking, wow, these are really not working. Who knew?
Okay. Well, good to know.
All right, Lauren.
Yes.
You're coming up next.
I am. Mm-hmm. So Disney has a new offer that came out this past week. It's the summer offer. And it's a normal room discount, but it does have a little bit of a exciting thing twist to it. So the room offer is you can save up to 30% on select rooms. The dates are June 12th to August 25th. You have to book it by June 10th. So the travel window will be June 12th to the 25th, booked by June 10th. And there are certain resorts it is not part of, three-bedroom villas at Grand Floridian, villas at Poly, Bay Lake Tower, Art of Animation, Little Mermaid Rooms, and French Quarter, of course. The really cool thing about this offer is not only do you get a room discount, but it does have the summer, the Awakened Summer Graphic Magic Band, which is a limited edition magic band, which has, what's the little guy's name?
Oh, BB-8?
BB-8 on it. It's a light blue magic band with BB-8 on it. And it's going to activate surprise sounds and lighting feature at select touch points throughout Disney World Resort.
Unless you
interesting.
Take one last yes. fast pass touch point for no little sound for you.
Yeah, I don't know. It looks pretty cool.
That'd be cool.
It's and it's also no discount on the campsites, of course. I missed that one.
All right. So that brings it to me again. And mine is very, very exciting. Not really. I never got into these. Turkey legs.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey legs.
Lisa, how can you not get excited about a turkey leg?
You've never had one, or you just don't like them?
You know, I think we had one because they will give those out. They have them available on the cruise ships.
Well,
and then you don't have to pay for them.
Pirate Night on the cruise ship. They used to have them at the buffet. I don't know if they still do.
Mm. Yeah. So we got one. There.
We have a picture of Steve eating a turkey leg, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't need to pull that out for the show, Chris.
Oh, you wish. Go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry.
Okay. So turkey legs, very, very popular. They do like, I don't know, 1.8 million pounds of those every year. And they're no longer going to serve those in the Animal Kingdom Park. It just seems wrong.
It seems right. Think about it. You've got those ostriches walking around or something.
They're not emu legs.
Those emus, that's right. How can you nod a turkey leg looking at an emu?
It's a little, it is a little. Well, but it's almost like eating a burger and watching some, it's the same thing.
When's the last time you've eaten a burger and watched a cow at the same time?
Maybe I was on the safari and I got my burger to go.
Just for dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems more barbaric to be standing there eating a turkey leg. And
oh, wait, I didn't even tell you what I thought. You guys all cut me off.
Sorry, we got excited.
About turkey legs. Mm-hmm. But it smells so good to me.
It does.
Very smoky and porky smell, you know, because smoke smells porky to me. But
turkey but smells porky, right?
It does. Yes, but it's very bland, very flavorless.
I disagree. I think they are delicious. They are also incredibly undignified to eat unless you are Henry the Eighth. If it's like Halloween, if you're at the Halloween party and you're dressed up like Henry the Eighth, by all means, carry a turkey leg around. Otherwise, when I ate one, I ate it with a fork and knife.
Well, no, that's no fun.
Eating a turkey leg is like a full contact sport. It
really is.
You're not getting away from it clean.
Your hands get all greasy.
You're going to need to go clean up in the restroom afterward. Mm-hmm. There is no dignified way to eat them.
But speaking of turkey legs and dignity, Steve actually has some experience with the turkey legs.
I did. It's like a Disney nerd's dream. I worked the turkey leg cart at Fort Wilderness.
Ugh, yuck.
I did. I get to work it for one day.
That would have been enough for me.
Yep. It was just enough.
Notice how he says he got to.
I did. I got to work it
like
for
it was
one
a
day.
Privilege.
Well, I had to. All right, so I had to work the turkey leg cart because
you were being punished.
No, when I worked at Disney and I finally became a Disney manager, you get one day a year where because I was working in resorts and
where
one day,
you get to be demeaned.
Well, yes, one day a year.
Yay!
No, you work in the parks if you're working at a resort, and so you go and I was that's assigned to Fort Wilderness. At one of the fast food locations. And then they said, oh, hey, you're going to be working the turkey leg cart. So I went out there and my job was to grab them out of the little warmer and wrap them up and then hand them to the guest. And then the person next to me would ring them up on the cash register. And I did that for eight hours of nonstop.
How many hours?
It was a full 8-hour day.
How many cats fell you found?
How many cats followed me home?
Hey, look at that guy. He smells delicious.
I know. I can't imagine. Yes. But yeah, I did it for 8 hours and it was, the line was nonstop. I mean, there was always like 10 people in line waiting for a turkey leg. And I think there was one guy who brought them out and filled them up. And then I wrapped them and handed them out. And one person rang them up and we just went at it for the full shift nonstop. Yeah, it was crazy.
I always love the Steve being degraded in his 20s story.
Yeah,
I never can get enough of those.
Mm-hmm. It was good, I'm sure. Well, but luckily back then there was no Facebook or people with phones that could take photos. So none of this actually exists. So
no, they had cameras back then.
A Polaroid. Black and
they
white.
Had like those things with the gunpowder or whatever. The powder.
They hold it up. Yes. Yeah, they still have those.
Hold
probably
still.
On
I gotta get your picture with that turkey leg.
Yeah, smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
Hold that.
They're
giant
good.
Leg
I
high.
Like them. I like them. I won't apologize for liking them.
Oh, so, see, I can't eat them. There's something about it.
Well,
it doesn't work for me.
It's those
meat is meat, baby.
Well, you get down to those like straw like tendons that are in there. Those Whatever. White.
Ugh.
So here's the thing. You should never, the big turkey is the turkey you don't want, right? You don't want the 18 to 20 pound per turkey. You want the smaller one because those bigger ones are full of chemicals and that's why they're that big. So from the get go, those turkeys are not a good idea because they're just these hormonal, whatever nightmares.
I have to point this out. Did you guys know that each turkey leg is over 1,000 calories?
Is it really? Yeah. But Lisa, did you know that it's carb free? So perfect food. You could be like on
sustained
Atkins.
Energy.
Yes, you need it.
All right. So it's lots almost 1,100 calories. It's 1,093 calories and 54 grams of fat.
How many carbs?
Zero carbs.
See?
It's all protein.
It's paleo.
Mm-hmm.
I know I said that right because like 6 months ago we had an argument about it. On the show, and everybody was
back when it was the paleo diet.
The paleo diet. It's kind of like paleo, only paleo.
Only for people who are really close friends, you know, pals.
Yes. Like I'm trying to eat, and Lauren comes over and steals my sandwich. That's how I stay on my diet.
It's the paleo diet.
Okay.
I don't do that a lot.
So, our final story for today comes from the Ghost Relations Department. Have you never heard of the Ghost Relations Department? That's because it's always operated quietly and tirelessly in the background until now, invisibly, like a ghost. Until now, where you may subscribe to receive scare packages in the mail from the Ghost Relations Department for the low price of $1.99. You may receive a scare package in the mail for 3 months. And according to the official Ghost Relations Department website, your scare package is going to be filled with all sorts of unique, possibly haunted, different things about the Magic Kingdom, involving the Magic Kingdom. There's even some rumor that some old props may be included in these boxes. But each box will be different, and you'll subscribe to them. Subscriptions are limited to, you guessed it,
999.
Exactly.
Saw that coming.
And an iPhone is required. So there's going to be some effects that are going to take place on your iPhone, in particular sensitivities. So the Phantom Radio iPhone app will make your iPhone sensitive to all these different artifacts that you receive in your subscription. And by using the app, you'll be able to unlock new aspects of your objects and connect with the ghosts of the Haunted Mansion.
Now, where do people go? Where is this? Is there a website for this?
Will go to the website, ghostrelationsdepartment.disney.com. So once again, that is Ghost Relations Department, not to be confused with Guest Relations. Ghost Relations Department, DEPT. So Ghost Relations, DEPT.Disney.com. And you will be able to subscribe and receive your scare packages in the mail. You'd better hurry. The first one will ship at the end of this month, March 2016. So go read more about it. Go sign up and be sure to take lots of pictures because we all think we can't afford it.
So it's $199 and you get one package a month
for three months.
And it has started now so people can sign up?
The website is live, so you may go subscribe now. You may also subscribe to the Ghost Post to receive email updates and things like that. So what are your thoughts on that? What do you think about this?
I wouldn't spend the money on it.
$200, $199.
Is it $199 for the entire subscription or yes, each time?
For three of them.
I still wouldn't do it.
$199 for three months.
But I'm a bad example because you people know how much I hate
the
tchotchkes.
Yeah, but if you love Disney and the Haunted Mansion, so $200 divided by three, Lisa.
67.
There we go. Yep. So it's $67 per package, and that includes your shipping and some possibility of maybe some unique thing in there.
That's a big no still.
Yeah.
I have to say it's tempting. Well, it is expensive, but let's face it. What Disney is doing with RF technologies and things, this is going to be something cool. Yeah. So if there's a Haunted Mansion fan in your life, this and you're looking for a gift, this is something
an awesome idea for a gift for someone who has kind of everything and you don't know what to get them.
Yeah, because to send like a fruit thing to somebody as a nice gift or cupcakes.
A lot
in
of
the
things
mail.
Are huge ripoffs.
I mean, there or flowers, any of those like candy. I don't even know whatever those candy companies. They're all ridiculously priced to send someone something in the mail, but you do it because you're trying to think, oh, what am I going to send this person? Oh, here's this prepackaged gift. And they're all like $80, $100 for, eight pralines or something. So this could,
Steve doesn't shop much.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
No.
How much is it for?
We just got a River Street Sweet.
Oh, that's
catalog.
It. Yes. Like the River Street.
Oh, those are awesome.
But they end up about $2 a candy.
They're yummy.
And that's not, maybe three. It's like $36 for a dozen pralines.
Yeah.
Which is bad when you can make your own pralines for about $3 and they'll taste better. But that's beside the point.
So two boxes of pralines or 1 month of Haunted Mansion mystery box. Don't know.
So it's the story will go 3 months. So you'll receive like the items will interact with one another via the via the app. So yeah. So $199 for three packages.
I know. I think we might have to try it just so we can let the listeners know what it is.
No, it's crazy.
I know. But we might have to do it. All right. Well, they can let us know. Let us know on Facebook.
Maybe someone will do it.
Let us know how we should spend our money. If I should go to Costco and buy some shoes for $12.
And some shorts.
And some shorts.
It's almost summer, Steve. You're gonna need some shorts.
So I can go. Think of how many I could get. I could be decked out for like 3 years for $199 at Costco.
I can
take that $199 and blow it on some mystery Haunted Mansion
get the shoes.
Thing.
And it's important to remember that it does require an iPhone. That's the only phone that is supported.
All right.
Come on. If you've got $199 to blow, you probably have iPhones all over the house. iPhones.
This is my downstairs iPhone. Let me go get my upstairs iPhone.
This is the iPhone I keep in the car.
That's it. So
this is the bathroom iPhone.
The bathroom iPhone. Oh, typical man.
So if you're on iTunes, we only have, I don't know, just over 100, 150 reviews.
178.
All right. Wow. All right, this is more than I thought. still not. So, but we would love to get your feedback. So if you can leave us a review over at iTunes, let us know how we're doing. We're always struggling with the how much Disney information and how much of a kind of morning show and what's the
morning
perfect
show. Really?
I don't know. It's, I don't know. Is it a morning?
I feel like morning as in M-O-U-R-I-N.
Yeah. No. Well, we always struggle with how much content because we know that everyone's not always going to Disney World and we still like to, you know, talk about what's going on and try to make it entertaining. So we're always, so we don't go through a 1 through 5 list and then recap it and then end it and stay on topic. So where there's always a struggle for us of how much to stay on topic, how much not to stay on topic. So a lot of the reviews are kind of about that, but we'd love to hear your feedback and get a review over on iTunes. That really helps us out and keeps us in the rankings over there. So if you can go to iTunes and you can also subscribe to us, which also helps. And then you'll get the show every week or whenever we post one up and you don't have to go hunt it down. And then also we're giving away Mouse Chat swag. And then you don't have to subscribe for $199 to get a mystery box of.
It's free. Although, you know, you might get something better if you
and
did.
And trust me, you don't need an iPhone or anything to get this to work. You just don't.
Would this, two cans and a string work?
It would work with our swag.
Ooh.
Yes. So just leave a comment at mousechat.net. Mousechat.net is our website. Just go to one of the shows and leave an interesting comment or a tip or some advice on what you thought about the show. And we pick one comment on every show and then we give them some Mouse Chat swag. So Lauren,
yes.
Who do we have for this show?
We have Ed Plosky.
Yay, Ed.
Do you want me to read his comment?
Ed is sure. Awesome.
So Ed wrote, just wanted to send a big thank you in all caps to you all for the great shows you always put on. It's entertaining, informative, and never, ever boring. Your lively discussions always puts a smile on my face, and I always look forward to another fresh show. In between, my iPod is loaded with all the past shows and current ones, of course, which I replay and always learn something new or hear something I missed the first time. I consider you all close friends, and you always put a smile on my face. Looking forward to someday meeting you all. We'll be at Disney World Pop Century this coming April 7th to the 18th. And yes, I made it in time to get the purple magic bands. They arrived today. Again, continued success to all of you. And thank you, Lisa, Steve, Lauren, Sharpie, and last but not least, Chris Wood, for sharing your knowledge, laughter, and friendship with all of us. Love you all.
Well, he even included
Thanks,
you,
Ed,
Chris.
That was sweet.
Yeah, that was nice.
That was very wow. sweet, Ed. Thank you. And you even included Chris.
By the way,
Chris.
We did not pay Ed to write that.
No, Ed is super nice. He always comments on the Mouse Chat page, which we totally appreciate because that's how you stay in people's feed, is by getting comments and likes and stuff. And I always appreciate that, and I always remember the name. So thank you to Ed and everyone who does that.
All right. I'd like to thank Pixie Vacations for sponsoring the podcast. If you have comments or questions for us, you can go over to mousechat.net and leave some comments for us there. You can download our shows at mousechat.net as well, and you can go over to iTunes if you want to download them there. Thank you very much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.